Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again welcome those joining us back here on the radio side of our program. We also welcome those in joining us here on the online side through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Wolf Critton is making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. If you haven't heard music from Wolf before, you'll be hearing it today, so you have that to look forward to a little bit later in the program. But Wolf, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thanks, man. Thank you. It's a blessing to be heard.
Well, glad to have you on with us. You know, congratulations with you not only on, you know, what you've been able to do with music, but also the response that you've been able to get. One of the things I saw online, Wolf, was you actually have an event, I think, that's coming up where you actually are benefiting a great cause. What has it been like for you to do something that you love, Wolf, and to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, you know, it's awesome, man. It's pretty much kind of like, it started out as therapeutic to me, so just doing something and knowing that, you know, something that's helping me is helping others and is leading to something bigger than myself. It's just amazing, man. And, you know, there's no words for it.
Yeah. And so when it comes to music, you know, and I was telling you before we went live here, I was able to watch some of your videos you have on YouTube. Of course, you like the rest of the world, I believe. You're on the social sites as well. You know, talk to us about your decision and how, you know, how you actually came to music. When did you first realize that music was something you wanted to do?
Well, when I was in Iraq, I kind of went through a lot. You know, I was in the infantry, and this was in 08. And before that, I was always poetic, so I was rapping and things of that nature. But I went out there, I saw a lot, and a lot's happened to me since. You know, I went through a bad relationship, found out I got cheated on. You know, luckily now I have someone in my life that is steady and I trust. But back then I went through so much drama, and it kind of closed me off to the world, man. It really did. Like, my soul was pretty much gone. You know, seeing all the chaos and back home and overseas. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine came out to me with an acoustic guitar and basically gave it to me and said, "Hey, listen, man, why don't you play this? You know, it's a good way. It's good therapy. It's, you know, it's a good something to keep your mind busy." And I found that as I started playing it, you know, all those emotions and that soul that I had came back to me, you know, and those feelings. And I haven't put it down since.
Wow. Well, so, you know, it's interesting. I had a guest on the program earlier, and we were talking about he's an actor and an artist, and we were talking about, you know, the process. Do you feel as though music then almost became a way for, because you mentioned, of course, doing other forms of the arts of music, but do you feel as though, you know, once you were able to pick up that guitar, that was really almost a way for you to be able to translate what you were feeling into an art form?
Absolutely. I mean, it just, I don't know, man. I can't, you know, you can't explain something.
Right.
So I guess it, for me, it's spiritual, where it's just, it became a part of my body, the guitar, you know, the thought process and music and writing. And it literally, it has taken over me. And the aspect is, and I can't see myself doing anything else. I know it's my calling in life. I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's just, you know, there's no, like, plan. There was no plan. It just happened. And it's just been happening since.
So since it is something that just happened for you, Wolf, I mean, did you initially, you know, after you, you know, you started this bond with it, because that's what it sounds like, you started this bond, you know, with music this way, did you automatically know then that was something that you wanted to share? Because just like for other people, just like writing sometimes is therapeutic, but it's something that people wouldn't publish, they would just keep it to themselves. You know, what was it that made you take that step to say that you wanted to share this and see the response from it?
Well, I mean, there's this thing, man, where I've always, like I said, I've always been poetic, and I know that if you want to help people, you kind of have to be able, they have to be able to relate to you, you know. And then just being in overseas and seeing, I mean, I know at least, and this is a statistic, about 12 vets a month commit suicide, you know, and these people are the ones that came back home. I have friends that have come back home that have actually overdosed on drugs from coming back from overseas. And it's just that I sat down once overseas and I played it. You know, I played it in front of a small group of soldiers, man. You know, and just the response and the, you know, the warmth I got from that crowd, man, it's just something that I just got addicted to in the sense of realizing that I'm doing something that more than me. You know, it's something that I love doing. It's a passion of mine, and it's helping people. And, you know, once I saw that in the looks of the soldiers I was singing to, that was it, man. I realized that, you know, maybe this is something God wants me to do, and not even maybe, you know. Next thing I know, you know, when I get back to the States, I'm on the news.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I think that is, you know, another level of this. I want to say for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, we have Wolf Critton is joining us here on the program. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but kind of how it all began for him and what it's been like for him to share that. So now, of course, that leads us, when you mentioned being on the news, Wolf, that leads us into now the platform that is out there where the world is able to see you, not only in live performances, but also the YouTube channel as well. Talk to us about the expression, because you mentioned, of course, performing, you know, for the fellow troops. Talk to us about what it's like for you to kind of be in front of that group, no matter who it might be, and to be able to see the connection that they're able to make with the music through what you're playing.
Oh, man, it's a very personal experience, you know, when you're sitting on stage and you're literally reading pages of your life and singing them to people. You know, you kind of leave yourself in a very vulnerable state. And, you know, the first few times, it's scary, man. But now it's at a point where, you know, I don't care. I know it's going to help somebody. I just have that feeling in my heart. I mean, so much has happened since then. You know, like it's just not just in everything, the news, the shows, the, you know, new crowds, new fans, new family, you know. And I guess, I mean, I know I'm kind of veering off of the question, but... You know, in the process of coming, you know, it's not just me anymore. There's people that are behind me, that are backing me, that are helping me. You know, there's Emmanuel C. Brown, my producer, man. There's T. Wiz, there's Randy Pop, there's Robert Toro, there's Terry Robinson. And somehow it's not just me playing on stage anymore. You know, I have a song I just did. It's not a love song that we'll be getting into, but it's no longer just me. You know, I don't even think about my – it's a team of people that we all believe in the same thing. You know, we're kicking off a tour soon. It's going to be called the One Man Army Tour, about exactly what we're talking about. So I don't know if that answers your question directly. But.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it does. It does. And I think, too, it also, as you said, it's a great segue into the single. You know, I have found that a lot of music, you know, it might have been created with a certain intent, but when it gets to the listener that it kind of becomes something new for them based on their own experiences, based on who they are. Is that one of the things that you've heard people say to you about your music, that even though you're singing about one thing or, you know, or the music might be going in one direction, when it gets to them, it connects with something that's more personal for them?
I love that. I think that's the truest form of art, is when somebody looks at a painting, one person has an opinion, another person has a different opinion, and you spark different feelings out of something. You know, I wrote a song, like, for example, this song can be translated in so many different ways, from a relationship to what I'm talking about, which is a bad management deal, which currently happened. And that's what I want. I want people to relate to it however they can, and if it can help them, that's great. If they just like the tune, that's great too. But I really rather just reach hearts, man, and not ears, you know?
All right. Well, with that being said, why don't you do us the honors and go ahead and introduce the single for us?
All right, hey, everybody out there listening. This is It's Not a Love Song. It was produced in the studio of Track to the Future Productions with Emmanuel C. Brown, and it's an amazing song, man. It really has a lot of emotions behind it, and I don't know, I think you'll learn about me as a person listening to this song. So, hope you like it.
Better days, oh, did her.
Talent Agency.com. My manager's name is Joshua Arma, or Veer Johns. My website is www.wolfcritton.com. My last name is spelled C-R-I-T-T-O-N. It has all my social links on it, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything. So, again, that's www.wolfcritton.com.
All right, so wolfcritton.com. Make sure you guys check that out. Wolfman, congratulations to you on the music. Looking forward to a lot of great things from you. And, look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Again, it's a blessing to be heard, especially on your show, man. Thank you.
Hey, glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Wolf, or the song not a love song, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast of this conversation, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Just head over to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. On Twitter, we actually tagged Wolf, so you'll be able to find him there. His name there is at Wolf Crit. That's where you can find him on Twitter. So, like I said, we tagged him there, so you can actually go to our page at twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you'll find Wolf there as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's, of course, at 7 p.m. for our friends here in Mississippi, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.